You're listening to a report from WUSF News. I'm Stephanie Colombini. Environmental officials are closely monitoring the water quality near Piney Point in Manatee County, where hundreds of millions of gallons of wastewater are being discharged into Tampa Bay. They say the water is not radioactive, but there are still some concerns about impacts on marine life. Mark Luther, a scientist with the University of South Florida, says nitrogen and phosphorus levels are some of the key things to pay attention to in the near future. The water coming from Piney Point is rich in these nutrients, which help plants grow.
It's like throwing 50,000 bags of fertilizer into the bay. And so that can fuel the growth of algae.
Luther says, fortunately, nutrient levels in the bay were low at the time of the leak compared to the summer when algal blooms typically occur. This could help minimize the damage, especially if other weather factors help move the discharge out of the bay quickly. Luther's keeping an eye on a cold front forecast for this weekend that could bring winds from the north. He says that could help push the nutrient-rich water from Piney Point into the Gulf of Mexico faster.
It could help flush it out of the bay completely, but it could also help push some of these excess nutrient waters up into Bishop's Harbor and Terracea Bay, where there's an active oyster aquaculture industry and some clam aquaculture industry going on. Which is a good thing because those tend to filter stuff out of the water and help clean things up.
Still, oyster farmers are concerned about how potential algal blooms could affect their harvest, and scientists worry about threats to seagrass and marine animals living near the shore. The Florida Department of Environmental Protection has been publishing water quality samples from 11 areas near the site. A lot of the data on nitrogen and phosphorus levels is still pending.